Big game tonight for Harrison football, looking for their first win of the year, as is their opponent, North. Both teams 0-2, but both teams have a lot to smile about on either side of the ball in their two narrow losses to start the year. I'm Brad Klein, happy to be with you. We'll hear from head coach Mo Sutton here on week three of the Harrison Football Show. All thanks to our sponsors, First Federal Savings Bank, Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, Seamers Glass, and Dyke Brothers Construction. All right, without further ado, Mo Sutton waiting on deck on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. And we're back on the Harrison Football Show, getting ready for tonight's matchup against North. The head coach, Mo Sutton, joins me, Brad Klein, on WREF. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Really appreciate your time. And before we talk about the game tonight, let's talk about the game from a week ago, and that is Jasper. And the funny thing is that was on the road. The previous game was on the road. This being tonight, your home opener. We'll talk about that momentarily. But Jasper was an interesting game, 41-33 you guys fall, but only a one-score loss. You guys showed a little something, especially on offense. But what were your major takeaways from that game against the Wildcats last weekend?
We figured out we can move the ball consistently, and you know, we kept it to a one score game. Obviously, the name of the game is scoring more points than your opponent, and we fell a little short. But you know, defensively, we're trying to figure some things out and move some guys around and give us the best chance to win. And you know, they caught us a couple times, and you know, we've got some new kids playing for us. So, you know, we'll get it figured out.
A lot of things go into a game like that. And like you said, you move the ball pretty consistently. That's the good news. The bad news is defense giving up 41 points. What was addressed after that game and then in this week leading up to the game against North, but after the Jasper game, the defensive takeaways were what?
Well, we have to be physical, you know, and we have to be physical up front with our D-line. You know, with some rotations, we're young. Some of our older guys, you know, haven't been as committed to what we do here. But, you know, I'm not going to put a lot of young kids out there to get beat up by a physical team like Jasper. So, I mean, it's good to have our young guys get experience. But, again, I mean, our older guys got to step up and carry the load for us. And, you know, they kind of got beat up down there by those Jasper kids who, you know, are committed to the program and have been working. So, you know, again, we're going to get better each week. So we'll look forward to playing North.
Now, Coach, how do you instill that element of physicality? You said the defense just have to be a little bit more physical. Coming up on this game against North, how do you translate the want into the reality from coaches into players?
Well, one of the things is you have to look at your practice plan and see what you do during individual and technique time and just focus on some of the techniques that were not used and rep them during practice over and over and over again until they become second nature. I mean, you know, just defensive line using their hands and, you know, that was one of the things that we started 4 or 5 years ago here. You know, all the defensive line, all they wanted to do was bull rush. They never worked a move and worked a man and, you know, didn't shoot the gaps or anything like gap control or anything like that. They just bull rushed every time and took the whole man. So, you know, those are things we work on in individuals. So,
head coach Mo Sutton here on WREF for week three of the Harrison Football Show. We're going to dive deeper into their game last week against Jasper. The offense surging. How and why? We'll answer those questions on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here for week three of the Harrison Football Show with the head coach, Mo Sutton. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you after a narrow loss to Jasper last week. Still some things to work on for the Warriors, but the offense looking really good with 33 points. So, coach, let's start with the quarterback, Rylan Knapp, who was extremely efficient for you guys, 30 of 38 for more than 350 yards, 5 touchdowns for him. The offense runs through Rylan. But what was he doing effectively to make the offense effective?
Rollins is a leader, and I mean, he really worked hard during the offseason, and, you know, he's been a leader throughout, you know, his career here, you know, and it's been somewhat behind the scenes because he's had to sit and had some guys in front of him. And then, you know, this year is his time as a QB, and, I mean, he took full advantage of it, and he directed the offense, and we put up some points. So, you know, we look forward to him directing our offense and leading our guys on the field. And, you know, again, we're going to take our chance with Rylan Knapp.
You know, trying to see what the game tonight against North is going to look like for Harrison. And offensively, Rylan with more than 350 yards in the air last week. We know he can do it. And a senior quarterback, you guys have a lot of faith in him. But he hasn't, to that degree, few have, more than 350 yards. That's a career day for him. But it was also a career day for the rest of the offense. You had multiple receivers involved and really making their presence felt, Cordavian Reed being one of them, another senior with more than 160 of those 350 yards. He also had a touchdown, including the 54-yard hookup. So talk to me about him and what he did and showed you on tape.
Well, I mean, Cordavian Reed, you know, he's another guy. He's been in the program for a long time, and he's been waiting his turn and waiting for his breakout game. And I think, you know, against Jasper, he had just that, was his breakout game. And, you know, we'll see how other teams cover him. He's a speedster. His nickname is Juke. So, you know, he's got a little wiggle to him. And, you know, it's exciting to see him with the ball in his hands. So, you know, going forward, the Knapp and Reed hookup, exciting to watch, and you know, you never know when he might break a long one.
What makes an effective quarterback receiver connection special? How do you know that Rylan and Reed, just to keep the alliteration and the R's in there, how do you know that they have that connection, maybe even before a game like what we saw last week against Jasper?
Again, it goes back to the offseason, and guys spending time, you know, going over routes on air, you know, consistently, and, you know, they had a pretty good summer. So, you know, it just takes time spent with each other to have any type of connection. So, you know, with them and their timing on the field and being able to read a defense, and Rylan being able to see stuff, and Reed being able to see other stuff.
In that game against Jasper, the offense really, really soaring. But the funny thing is, between Reed and Knapp, we know that they kind of steal the headlines. Who else to you really stuck out on the offensive side of the ball as this season really kicks into fifth gear, two games in, and so far, who has really been special to you on that side of the ball?
I mean, you got Xavier Brooks, who's also a senior, you know, and then we have Brock Cosby. These guys, you know, I always say, you know, it makes them. And then Jay Sutton. It makes a difference when guys play little league / youth league together. And, you know, they were here before I got here, and they were playing in one of the last youth league teams that Harrison had back in fifth and sixth grade. And they played together from that point on. This being the first year that we resumed having fifth and sixth grade football. So, you know, hopefully down the line, you know, we can see other Warriors come through and do the same thing that these guys are doing. You know, that bond is huge when it comes to high school football. As you know, we live in the high school football transfer portal area. And you know, guys leave schools and move around, but you know, these guys stay together and what kind of weather the storm. And you know, hopefully, I know, you know, we'll have a breakthrough game and we'll get a W, a surprising W against somebody that we weren't supposed to beat on paper.
See if that surprising W and coach's words happens tonight against North. We're going to talk about that on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, Colm. Week 3 begins tonight for Harrison football, and I'm Brad Klein, the head coach, Mo Sutton, here on WREF, wrapping up the third weekly coaches show talking about Harrison football. Now, Coach, really appreciate the time. As we get ready for this game tonight against North, what sticks out for you as you recall the week that you guys had leading up to this game and what you guys focused on going into this matchup against the Huskies?
Well, again, they're going to have to, we're going to have to bring our hard hats. I mean, they have some big guys up front, and they have big guys up front on both sides of the ball. So that's the bottom line. And, we're going to have to play another physical game and hopefully, willfully match their physicality. So on both sides of the ball for us to be successful. So that's what we're looking forward to.
Both teams looking for their first win of the season. North having that success last year in the sectional. Question is, you turn on the tape looking at the Huskies, their physicality, like you said, stands out. But from a scheme standpoint, what have you and the coaches been trying to prepare your roster for?
Well, we know that, they have a great running back in Rucker, and he can really tote the ball. And, they have some receivers that can get in space just like we do. So we have to contain that. But, our biggest concern is Rucker running the football. So we'll focus on that.
If you have been able to completely eliminate him, extinguish him from the game because North is so great at providing him space and then he's so great at creating space when there really isn't any. But outside of him, talking about the other side of the ball, I'd imagine that North's defense, they feel like they're going to have their hands full against you because the offense, like you said earlier on in the show, Coach, you guys have been able to willfully move the football. What do you expect the Huskies to throw your way, their defense against your offense, trying to neutralize you guys?
They're going to bring pressure, and we got to be ready for it. And that's the biggest thing. So, we've been preparing all week for North to bring it. So, it's going to be, it's going to be a dogfight. And, just like last week, we got to bring our hard hat and come ready to work. And so we'll see what happens. Again, they're 0-2. Just like us, so tonight is guaranteed somebody's going to get their first win tonight.
A couple of weeks ago, at this time, we're talking about the season opener. Now it feels like, now again, only two games passed, but it feels like a very different team that you have under your belt than the one that maybe we had in the offseason, saw in the offseason, or just expected to see. What do you think the main difference is between Harrison football going into this game against North and Harrison football going into this game against Wrights? And the reason I ask is because the listeners right now are listening with an opportunity to see your team at home for the first time all year.
Well, the difference in this team and the teams we've had in the past is that, we know we can score points. We know we can move the ball. We just have to do it consistently. We've proven to ourselves of what we can do. And we just have to keep doing it, for four quarters and, again, withstand other people's storms and, we'll come out on top. It's just, the teams I've had in the past, some guys drop their head and give up. But, this team here plays until the end. And that's, what you saw to the Jasper game.
Harrison football, home opener tonight, 6:30 kick against North. Coach Mo Sutton here on WREF. Really appreciate the time. Go get that first win.
All right. Thank you so much.
You got it. You've been listening to the Harrison Football Show on WREF.